I think the first thing to be an elite special teams player is you have to see yourself that way. And I think he understands the importance of it, and he understands what his role is within it, and he understands that that's how he's going to help this football team win games. It's all about your mindset and how you go about it, and he's attacked it with the right mindset.
Tywan Jones certainly has the mindset, but he certainly has the skill set as well to be one of the best special teams players in the NFL. I think he is the best gunner in pro football. We're going to try to get him into Honolulu and the Pro Bowl this year, making his season debut, his first ever debut on the Silver and Black Show. We welcome Tywan. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell me about your job, because we're going to get into all the different things you do and the position change. But first and foremost, I think you are the best gunner in pro football. And people need to understand what kind of a thankless job this is, because when the Raiders are getting ready to punt, you're out there by yourself, and you're almost always double-teamed now, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough job. And, you know, it's one of the longest plays, you know, in my opinion, on the field. And, you know, like you said, my role has been special teams, and I've been able to do a lot of good things for our defense on punt.
I love watching in practice when they do simulate what you do as a gunner, and you're up against a couple of guys, because you do have the skills. You have the quickness to get around people, whether it's to split the double team or to go outside of them, but you also have the strength and the speed to run down the field, the strength to make the tackle. Talk about all the elements that go into what you do and what is required of you.
Well, like you said, it's a tough job. You know, you got to be able to, you know, think on your feet and be able to react fast, because, you know, you may seem as you're getting, you know, single coverage and then double coverage to come out, and there's been times where, you know, they'll send a safety over top as well, and you have three guys on you. So it's definitely, you know, you got to be able to think on your feet, and like you said, you got to have, you know, a lot of God-given ability as far as quickness and awareness and, you know, where a guy's at. And not only do you got to beat those guys, but you got to, you know, have a race downfield against the ball and then try to make the tackle.
The kickoff coverage unit this year is among the best in the NFL. And you made a play, a splashy play. Tell me about last Sunday against the New York Giants, the opening kickoff of the game. Are you going for the strip here? You're not so much going for the tackle. It looks like you're trying to pry the ball out.
Oh, yeah. You know, going into that game, one of our goals was trying to create a turnover. And, you know, on special teams, it takes, you know, everybody out there. You know, it's a group effort, and I knew my guys were, you know, right behind me, if not right beside me. And so I took a chance of just going for the ball, and I got lucky.
And that's the opening kickoff of the game. Andre Holmes scoops it up, runs it down to the 5-yard line, and two plays later, the Raiders are in the end zone. So you had to feel like you were the one who actually scored that touchdown. You're also back on kickoff returns now. You had a nice 41-yarder last week. Tell me about your new job. Your good friend Jacoby Ford had that job for most of the year. Tell me about your mindset now when you go back to return a kickoff.
You know, my mindset is just give our offense an advantage. You know, I talked about, you know, how excited I am when I see the defense running on the field when they got good, you know, field position on punt. Well, on kick return, you know, when the offense got good field position, you know, they feel good about it running on field, and, you know, it increased our chances to score. So, you know, I'm confident back there, and to know my coaches is behind me, it makes my job a lot easier.
Talk about Bobby April, who's been around this league for about 25 years and was one of the real household names as far as coordinating special teams. He has such great energy.
Yeah.
What's it been like to be around Coach April?
Oh, man, I feel privileged to have him as my coach. You know, just sitting in meetings, you can see how passionate he is about his work. And, you know, it makes you want to work that much hard. And, you know, when you got a guy with that much knowledge and, you know, that's teaching you day by day, you know, that makes my job easier and makes me have to perform to a certain level, or, you know, that looks bad on my part.
So. Well, I know he's proud of you, and he thinks you deserve to go to Honolulu as the representative. It's not an AFC and an NFC thing anymore, so we'll see which team you play on. But have you thought about the Pro Bowl? Because they do take a gunner. That is a neat position in the Pro Bowl. Would that be something you'd be thrilled to be a part of?
Oh, yeah. I mean, since when I saw that my role was on special teams, you know, I like to, you know, set the bar high and give myself, you know, goals each week. And that's definitely something, you know, my dad told me, like, look, if you go do it, man, do it to the best of your abilities and try to make the Pro Bowl. So that's been my goal.
Well, the Raiders have had a history of Pro Bowlers on special teams with Sebastian, obviously, and Shane Lechler, and John Kondo's been twice. So get to Raiders.com and vote for Tywan Jones to represent not the AFC, the NFC. I don't know what team you're going to play on, but hopefully you'll go to Honolulu in the Pro Bowl. Tywan, thank you so much for your time on the Silver and Black Show.
Thanks for having me.
the curious case of Case Keenum. This is a guy like Matt McGloin that was not drafted into the NFL, put up 19,000 yards at the University of Houston.
That all?
I don't know how you do that in a college career.